It is right before dawn here in Isyria in central Syria, the crossroad connecting Aleppo, Hama and Al-Raqqa. And from here, artillery is paving the way for an unusual military operation. These men are preparing for a daring operation that many would call a crazy stunt. They are a group of Syrian soldiers, along with the pro-government militias made of locals. Together, they are on a trip into the unknown.
Today, I said my last goodbye to my mother before coming here. I know it is dangerous, but it is for a good cause.
Everything is set and the trucks are on their way. These are exclusive footage obtained by Press TV, showing an attempt by government forces to free over 48 kidnapped soldiers and civilians held by extremists in Raqqa province east of Syria. The small force is traveling in two cattle transport trucks as they go deeper and deeper into the lands used by Al-Qaeda-linked militants for smuggling Syria's oil illegally. Early in the morning, they reach their destination. Dressed like insurgents, they begin the extraction of hostages. The trucks are loaded and the dangerous trip back begins. Weapons are distributed to the released soldiers in preparation for what might happen. As Raqqa has been under the control of militants for over a year, danger lurks at every mile. However, the morale is high.
I am so happy that I am out, but I am happier that no exchange was done for my release, and that I was liberated by fellow soldiers and the good people of Raqqa, who stand beside our army.
The trip is near the end, and the truck is back to safety. People released, the military commander of the operation welcomed the freed soldiers, some of whom have been held for over a year now. Families of some of the freed soldiers were there to meet their loved ones.
Thank God and thank everyone who had a hand in freeing my husband. It was very difficult.
The dangerous mission ends. Soldiers and fighters slip into their uniforms and dance. They came back alive, but no one knows if this will be the case the next time. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Hama Countryside.